book of Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, it is. It is on the screen. If you want to follow it in the church Bibles, it's on page 206 in the New Testament section. I'm beginning at verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, I told you that when we got to the Bible reading, you might work out why I picked the Building Brick song, okay? But actually, there's more than one reason. So you possibly spotted during that song, we have that point where it just stops and he says, we're rooted in his love, okay? And actually, there's two separate images that Paul's using here. We're motoring our way through the book of Ephesians, and actually, this is a sort of particular sort of hinge point, because it flips over round about at the end of this, because you'll spot that actually the end of that passage sounded like an end point, didn't it? Okay, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Mic drop. Stop. Okay, so there's a bit of a sort of shift in the letter here, and this sort of rounds off the first, the big chunk of stuff that we've had mainly over the first three chapters, and it refers backwards, and it just sort of reaches a natural stopping point. And it talks about the idea of being rooted and grounded in love. And then it does that thing about, and some of you will be thinking of a different song at this point, the love of God, which is the breadth and length and height and depth. It's so wide you can't get around all of that. Okay? So, Paul actually prays for the Ephesians. He begins with a prayer. He very often begins his letters with a prayer. And he reaches this point and he does it again, doesn't he? Okay, so he prays for them. And he says, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. Ooh, we might come back to that. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I quite like the as you are being. Have you spotted that? Okay, so we're not done yet. Okay, one of the things I often say is, some of you will know that the word disciple, anybody know what the word disciple means? I mean, I've said this innumerable times before, but, sorry? Learner, thank you very much indeed. Yes, the word disciple means learner. And I've probably said before, there's a school which has a Latin motto, which is, I hear, I see, I learn, which in Latin is audio, video, and disco. Okay, nothing to do with ABBA, but actually disco, from which we get the word disciple, means a learner. Okay, we've all got L plates on as Christians, and it says, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. It's not all done. It's an ongoing process, and it's still happening, and we are still being rooted and grounded in love. And actually, that's one of the interesting things that Paul's image here is, that it's the stuff underneath the surface that is the stuff that is holding us up. Whether it's roots or foundations or whatever, we are rooted and we are grounded. We are stable because we have something that is underneath us. And what is that? As you are being rooted and grounded in love. Now, I'd just like to pause and notice something. And this is something, again, I've said innumerable times before, but hey, it bears repeating. Because we can easily read a passage like this and think, oh, I'm being prayed for. Okay? Actually, there's a prayer that I will have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and that I will know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him by the power at work within us, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all I can ask or imagine, to him, I just changed it, didn't I? Did you notice that? Because it doesn't say far more than all than I can ask or imagine. It's all that we can ask or imagine. And I've said this loads of times, I know, but it's worth coming back to. We live in a fundamentally individualist culture where we hear I all the time. But actually, when you read the New Testament, 9 times out of 10, when it says you, it doesn't mean me. It means we. And actually, you know, Scouse as a dialect, same with a bunch of Northern Irish dialects, has a plural and a singular version. We've got you and we've got yous. Okay, so when you read it, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that yous may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as yous are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that yous may have the power to comprehend with all the saints. Okay, so that yous may be filled with all the fullness of God. He is writing to a church. He is writing to a community. Did you spot what it said at the end of that video about Barnabas? That the Christians were all a family. Now, we can often think that actually we look at something like this and we think, okay, so the foundation is that I'm going to be rooted and grounded in love, okay, and that's down to me. It's all down to me. I've got to make sure I've got firm foundations and I've got strong roots in Jesus Christ, and that's what I need to do. And I'm not sure that's what it's saying. Because actually, it's not about me, it's about he, and it's about we. First of all, it is a work of grace. It is a work of God's grace, of God being at work within us. Being rooted and grounded in love is not something we grit our teeth and do. Yes, there's stuff for us to do, but primarily it's something God does in us. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend, and that power, I think, doesn't come from us gritting our teeth and trying very hard. I think it comes from, as it says, that we may be filled, not fill ourselves, but be filled with all the fullness of God as Christ comes to dwell in our hearts through faith. Yes, there is something about the faith that we have, but time and again, the Bible says this is about God's work as much as our work, very often more God's work than ours. And people very often think being a Christian is about must try harder, must do more. I remember an old friend of mine saying, do you know, it's absolutely amazing. We have a Bible which is 66 books written in 3 different languages across hundreds and thousands of years. And apparently every single message boils down to, so you should be reading your Bible more and praying. Do you know that? And actually, I don't think it does. I think it's more varied than that. But most of all, it is about God's work in our lives. It is about He who does these things. He who has called us. He who, by the power at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine. To our God be the glory. To our God be the praise. He alone is worthy of all praise. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. So first off, actually, if you're thinking, must do better, well, yeah, fair enough. I think that's a word for all of us. But to know, and we remind ourselves when we come to this table, that this is a work of grace. That this is the God who gave Himself for us when we did not deserve it, when we had done nothing to deserve it, when we do not actually deserve to be known and loved by God, and yet we are because God loves us and has given Himself for us. So first of all, it's not about me, it is about He. And second of all, it is not about He, it is about we. Did you spot that bit at the end? To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations. And Paul is praying for his sisters and brothers in the Ephesian church. He is praying for them as we are called upon to be praying for and holding one another, because it's not all down to me. Actually, we are part of a community that it is about yous rather than you, about we rather than me. I pray that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant that yous may be strengthened in all your inner beings with power through His Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in all your hearts through faith, as all of you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you all may have the power to comprehend with all the saints. Did you spot that bit as we went past? What is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you all may be filled with all the fullness of God. This is about us. Why do we turn up and do this stuff together? Because actually it is important to gather together and to know that we are not alone. And that we are not alone is not just that Jesus comes to live in our hearts through faith, not just that we have Christ always with us, but also that we are part of a community of love and care. And this is a prayer from somebody hundreds, thousands, I'm not very good at geography, of miles away. He's in Rome, they're in Ephesus, that's quite some distance apart, okay? And he is praying for them that they may be rooted and grounded in love, that they may continue to be being rooted and grounded in love and know God's love and grace, and know that it is not that we are on our own, and it's up to me to grit my teeth and drive my roots further down and read my Bible and pray and all of those good things. Yes, we are supposed to do that, but that's not what roots us and grounds us. What roots us and grounds us is the work of God and the grace of God and the love of Christ, which is poured out on those of us who are doing well and those of us who are doing badly, those of us who are having a great time and those of us who are struggling, those of us who actually are moving on in faith, and that's wonderful and marvellous, and those of us who turn up on a Sunday like this and think, does everybody else believe this stuff and I don't? I have my doubts, I have my worries, I have my struggles, I have my difficulties, because actually it is not just about me. It is about He who is at work within us, and we who gather together to pray for one another and to support one another. So let's just take a moment to pray. We're going to pray more in a moment, but let's just pray for one another. Let's take a moment to hear these words and maybe, in the spirit of Paul, pray these for one another. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant that we all may be strengthened in our inner beings with power through His Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith as we are being rooted and grounded in love. We pray that we may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly, far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
As we continue in prayer, rather than going straight into intercessions, I do apologise for missing the confession at the beginning. So actually, we're just going to say that now, and then we'll continue in with our intercessions. Father, when our worship has been more about us than about you,